So then the challenge becomes, what is our way? People talked about work in the sort of corporate setting or career issues. It's a really good question to ask, what is my way? With a capital W, what is my way, my path? Well, my mother always wanted me to be a lawyer, and so I'm a lawyer. Maybe up to a point, okay, but now, what is the way? And begin to sort of be sensitive to the trees and the branches and the fact that no two trees are the same, no two branches are the same, and begin to wend our way and then see everything as collaborating and giving us feedback. So, for instance, if you are at work and somebody asks that question about how can we make work a more peaceful or a person-honoring place, the first thing is to just be aware of the way it is. A lot of work situations that just are devouring. They eat people. Anybody have that kind of experience in any work situation that it tends to be devouring? And nobody's at fault really for it. It's just like, it's a cultural thing. But it is something that you're not isolated in experiencing, because everybody can feel that way, or many people can feel that way. You can begin to have conversations about it and maybe ask questions like, would it be possible to stop? I mean, when we have a meeting, we meditate for the first 15 or 20 minutes of our hour-long meeting. And then in the next 45 minutes, we've noticed that sometimes we get 2 or 3 hours worth of work done. Because in the 15 or 20 minutes that we've stopped, in silence, our minds kind of tune. And it's not like you're going through a process of discarding your agendas or something like that, or figuring out what you're going to say when we start talking. But it's more like people drop into being together. And then there's a kind of possibility that if you can hold that space in conversation, which is really advanced meditation practice, that awareness of what comes out of your mouth and what the motives are for saying it could lead to a kind of dialogue that will actually give rise to what needs to happen. And if you need an agenda to guide you through the time, fine, then you do that. But that there are ways of structuring the workday so that it actually works. Making work work is a huge meditation practice. So that it actually works for you. And sometimes, you know, it's important to be available for people. Sometimes it's important to close your door and not be available for people so that you can drop in to what your own tasks are. Every work situation is so different, it's hard to say anything specific, but I think that it's really fair to say that most people want to have a satisfying work experience. And one of our goals is to walk out at 5 o'clock as fresh as when you walk in at 9, or at 8, or at 6. To leave work, to actually leave work. And in our work, we see people with huge human suffering, sometimes hour after hour. And we say to our interviewers and teachers, part of the practice is to be as present for the last person of the day as for the first person of the day, no matter what you've heard in the interim. Because we owe that to that person, that we be present for them fresh. Well, that's a practice. It's turning work into our practice. So it might be interesting to ask, what would it take to turn your work into your practice? Beyond liking and disliking, beyond pleasant and unpleasant, a way to hold the space so that when you walk out, you're as fresh as when you walked in. Now, you may be a nervous wreck when you walk in. So actually, the practice really is seamless. There are no breaks, because maybe you've noticed this, I mean, I've certainly noticed that there are some times when I wake up in the morning, before my feet hit the floor, I'm anxious. There's anxiety there. Anybody have that experience? And so, like, you know, by the time 5 o'clock rolls around, I mean, if that's where it started, and you don't even know it, really, I mean, you just kind of, because it's so common, you just sort of get dressed and you go to work. But there's already anxiety there. If you're taking a shower, Maybe you're in a meeting in the shower. Maybe your whole work group is in there with you in the shower. Maybe you're even having an argument with somebody in the, if you're driving to work and you're having an argument with somebody in the car, only to find you're alone. And it's all occasions to watch the mind and then drop back into something truer, like an acceptance of the landscape of our inner life and knowing it intimately so that we don't trip over it every 5 minutes.